the days are getting shorter. There's a little chill in the air as the leaves fall and nature begins to slow down, at least here in Washington. And this music, Clair de Lune, by Claude Debussy, seems like a perfect soundtrack for the season. It's just one of dozens of recordings that land on my colleague Tom Heisinger's desk each month. He works a few floors up from me at NPR Music, and Tom is back with me again. Tom, great to have you back.
Thanks, Guy. Nice to be back with you.
So tell me about this violinist we're hearing.
That's the very lovely violin sound of Anna Kiko Myers. Mm-hmm. Her brand new disc is called Seasons Dreams. And actually, there are a number of new releases coming out this fall that have kind of this dreamy, nocturnal theme and feel to them, a few of which I brought along today.
And I'm looking at her her CD right now. I'm looking at the track listings. And it seems like she's one of those classical artists who, you know, I guess isn't sort of afraid to jump around genres.
No, she plays new music, she plays the classics, and there's a few nods to jazz on this disc. Hmm. And let's listen to this arrangement of Vernon Duke's Autumn in New York.
It's very cool to hear that, but I can't get Billie Holiday, her version, out of my head when I hear this.
Well, that's probably the best version to have in your head, Guy, really.
Yeah.
But Myers really makes the fiddle sing, I think, in this tune. She's a very thoughtful player, and I'm happy to report that her career is going along very strongly. Actually, a little stronger since about 10 days ago.
What happened 10 days ago?
She got her hands on a 1697 Stradivarius. She's the proud new owner of that violin, and it earned a world record price at an auction. Ready? Drum roll.
Yes.
$3.6 million.
Wow. So I guess your bid didn't come through, Tom.
Just a little short.
All right. What else do we have here in the stack, Tom?
This piece is called Sogno di Stabat Mater, which translates to Dream of Stabat Mater. A wonderful tune from a young composer. Her name is Lara Auerbach. She's Russian-born, but she's based in New York, and it's played here on this just fascinating new CD by violinist Gidon Kramer and his band. She says that she's reinterpreting this old Stabat Mater, a choral piece from Giovanni Pergolesi from the 18th century, and she says she's kind of reworked it now for violin, viola, and chamber orchestra. So you'll be able to hear this old style kind of flowing through a new filter, and there's somewhat of a dreamlike feel to it.
This is really interesting stuff, Tom. You know, I think it's obvious. We know this. I'm not a classical music expert. It's why we ask you to come onto the show. But Gidon Kramer, his music has crossed my desk a few times, and every time I listen to him, I'm amazed because there's always something about it that's interesting.
And he keeps on going. He's got another disc out right now that I was toying with bringing in, an equally fascinating record of music from just a little east of the Mideast.
Hmm.
And this disc, I think, is just, in theory and in practice, it's fantastic. There are 12 different composers, very diverse, from Schubert and Schumann to Astor Piazzolla and Alfred Schnittke and Arvo Pärt.
And he has picked all of these pieces.
He picks them all.
Yeah.
It's almost like a mixtape. And if that weren't enough, there's this bizarre theme of oil that runs kind of like a river through the whole thing. He says in the liner notes, Kramer writes, "Today oil is a highly desirable commodity that can both destroy and sustain life. Music is likewise a fuel for the soul. Far more precious than oil, it is felt in the impenetrable depths of our consciousness." Can oil and music mix? Kramer asks.
Hmm.
So there you have it, a very heady but very listenable and terrific mix of music and politics.
Indeed it is. Tom, we have, unfortunately, time for just one more. What do you got for us?
Well, for me, this is probably saving the best for last. It's a new CD of piano music by Leos Janáček, an odd Czech composer who died in 1928. The pianist is Slavka Pekáčová, and she plays this quirky, passionate music just about as good as anyone has. And this little tune is about a barn owl. Favorite pieces by Janáček. It's called The Barn Owl Has Not Flown Away, and that refers, guy, to this superstition that when someone is about to die, the barn owl lingers around the house. And also why I like it, it's classic Janáček sound, where the music is prickly one moment and then pivots to this, you know, this sweeping passion. You can hear the fluttering of wings and all kinds of other quirky things here.
And the pianist's name is Slavka Pekáčová.
That's right.
Right. Amazing. Beautiful. I'm glad you put this at the end, because this really is the best for last. That is Tom Heisinger. He's with NPR Music. He's a classical music producer there. He comes in every once in a while on this program to play us some few interesting releases that have crossed his desk from the world of classical music. You can hear more from these albums at our website, nprmusic.org. And you can also find NPR's new classical music blog. It's called Deceptive Cadence. Tom, thank you so much.
Thanks again, Guy.
For Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. We post a new episode every Monday. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We'll be back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.